when Americans see a relatively middle-class white American like Kevin Ott in there, they go, wow, this isn't just happening to other people. It's happening to a guy who kind of looks like my uncle. Now, I don't think that's how people should think. I think they should care already when it's happening to another person. But for some reason in this society, a lot of times you have to wake people up by their neighbor or their brother or their uncle.
Very quickly, the solution.
What's my view of the solution? The first thing is that you need to have a very changed dialogue in this country that understands drugs as a public health concern and not a criminal justice concern. And that means the system has to say we were wrong.
And do you think we're going to have that in this election year when sound bites are 9 seconds and the drug war and the victims of it, the perpetrators,
yeah,
et cetera?
I mean, I'm not a dreamer on that score, but I do believe there is so much wrong with this. It is showing its weaknesses so terribly. And other countries are shaming us, like Portugal, where they've made drugs legal and it's working and things like this. I believe that making drug activity that is nonviolent in nature illegal was a grave mistake in this country. If you want to say that violent activity is the province of the law and we should protect ourselves one from the other, from rape, robbery, murder, the classic things that we use police for and that we use laws for, I perfectly agree with that. I think Nanny would, anyone would. And if you take a drug and it makes it worse, it's no different than if you got in a car and you hurt someone with your car, it might be manslaughter. If you were drinking, they're going to call it murder. It's going to enhance. It should. Drugs should be seen in that way. But alcohol, which is more dangerous than all of them, has laws applied to it that basically say it's illegal to do unless it's an enhancer on you driving. Well, let's make drugs that. So in other words, I would say, let's stop talking about legalization versus the most draconian system in the history of the world. Let's talk about no more having it be illegal to engage in nonviolent drug activity. I think millions of Americans who use drugs anyway, and we all know that everybody uses drugs in this country, we are the biggest drug-using country in the world, everyone will cheer for that because they're still protected one from the other, but we're not doing something that is so deeply on the wrong side of history. It's obvious.
Ms. Jetter, since Eugene calls you his second mother, you helped raise Eugene. How do you feel he turned out?
Well, to be honest.
Well, my children call him my son. When the phone rang, they said that's her other son. And he is like my son. This family I love is three of them. And the oldest one called me and almost wept. I never met a family like this. And I knew Eugene before he was born. Matter of fact, I was his supposed to be nurse because his mom was tired of nurses. Something had happened. So I was in their home when Eugene came home, when his parents brought him home from the hospital. And I have loved him ever since. And I talked about him, and I didn't know my sons were jealous of him, because when I would come home, all I would talk about was Eugene, and Tom and Andrew.
That's a complicated part of the history, you know, and it's something we deal with in the film, because for somebody like me and Nanny, we're just in a system where she's looking for work, she's got a job with a family. My family left Connecticut. She traveled with us. That left her son, who got into drugs and other things, unguarded to some extent by her. She feels a weight in her about that. I feel that neither of us is to blame for that. It's a system. It's an economy in this country that has lots of people driving long distances to work today on even more expensive gas than ever before. Like, it's a tough time, and it has been for a long time. And she and I, within that, just have a real love for one another. But I think we're both kind of aware of the complicated political dynamics of who we are. I learned a lot of that from her because she would say to me things like that, and I don't know, am I supposed to feel guilty about that, or how am I supposed to feel? And I didn't do anything wrong. I just love her, and she really loves me. But, for example, when I meet her kids, I'm aware that time spent toward me is time not spent toward them when I was a kid. That matters. You can't take that for granted. It doesn't have to. It's not about blame, but it's just a fact that needs to be understood if we're going to make the world better and have it not be that way.
Director Eugene Jarecki, along with Nanny Jetter, the woman who helped raise him. She's one of the film's main characters. Jarecki's film, The House I Live In, won the Grand Jury Prize for U.S. Documentary this past weekend at the Sundance Film Festival. We spoke in Park City, Utah, at the Sundance headquarters. And that does it for today's broadcast. A very happy birthday to Anna Nogueira. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Berkman, Nate Feltzer, Amate Nermin Sheikh, Steve Martinez, Sam Alkoff, Hani Masood, Ravi Karan, Dina Vesder, Chantal Berman, Mansi Kong, Jessel Noor, Amy Littlefield, Mike DeFilippo, Miguel Nogueira, engineer. Special thanks to Vegas Daily, Julie Crosby. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us. Democracy Now! Is a listener-supported grassroots global news hour. You make it possible. when you donate at democracynow.org. Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Bob Longman with the WUSB Concert Billboard for Wednesday, February 1st. Sarah Blacker will be at the Deepwells Mansion in St. James, New York at 8 p.m. Your WUSB Concert Billboard for Wednesday, February 2nd. Jack LaCitra and John Radino will be at the Porters on the Lane in Bellport, New York at 8 p.m. Your WUSB Concert Billboard for Friday, February 3rd. The Yayas and Honor Finnegan will be at the Garden Stage in Garden City at 7:30 p.m. Saigon, with a mixtape release show, will be at the Studio at Webster Hall in Manhattan, 7 p.m. Such as Us will be at the Alphabet Lounge in Manhattan, 9:30 p.m. At the Nassau Coliseum, Rise Against, A Day to Remember, Glassjaw, and the Menzingers will be appearing, starting at 7:30 p.m. Funk Applied will be at Fadley's Deli Pub in Patchogue at 9 p.m. This has been your WUSB Concert Billboard for Saturday. Keep listening to WUSB to hear what concerts are coming up. Go to our WUSB Facebook site to see the most recent additions to the schedule. And go to our website at WUSB.fm for the full schedule. Go to the left side of the page and click Concert Billboard. Take you right there. Go and enjoy the shows. This is a service of WUSB Stony Brook, 90.1 FM, WUSB.FM.
It's 1 minute after 6 o'clock. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook Time for Off the Wall. We'll be right back. And good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this, the last of our travel series taking place this week in the city of Kiev in Ukraine. And as we join Kyle and myself in an episode taped last August, we'll be wandering the streets of Kiev on the 20th anniversary of Ukraine's independence, riding the subway and starting off by listening to some Ukrainian radio. Enjoy.
Ты моя мелодія.
Фонарям и звездам дела не до нас. Я в глазах читаю твой вопрос и мой. Днем и ночью, летом и зимой. Будет счастье или нет, в полночь незачем гадать. То, что есть на то, что будет в этот час.
лучшее, новое и старое любимое.
Okay, so we're here.
We're here on the corner of Maple and Main Street in Kiev.
Whoa. We're at the Arsenal stop.
Well, it's the Arsenal stop. Well, do you know the names of these streets? Because I don't. And since we don't know the names, I figured I'd name them for myself. I'm calling this one Maple and that one Main. If you have a problem with that, feel free to name it something else. Or tell me what it's actually called.
All right, I was going to say it was Washington and Leary.
Well, that's good, too, except I'm not sure how I'd remember that. But the point is, we're in Kiev. We're about to actually go downstairs into the metro. And this is one of the deepest metro stops or metro stations in the world. It's just over 100 meters. Like, it's like 1.1 kilometers. No, that's not right. 1.1 what? What do you call that? Gosh, what is that word? It was 100. It's like 110 meters, but 1.1.
0.1 kilometers?
Yeah, 0.11 kilometers. But I thought there was another word for it. There should be, if there isn't.
Tenth of a kilometer?
Yeah, isn't there a word for tenth of a kilometer?
Well, we can research it.
Decometer or something like that. It's a word nobody uses, and they really should.
I'll thank you to keep the profanity off this recording.
All right.
It's actually not one escalator, too.
It's two escalators.
We've seen some really long ones. There was one in Czech. The Czech ones were quite long. And this one's actually two stages. There's a really long stage and then one that's slightly shorter.
Yeah, I wish it was one long escalator, although you probably wouldn't like that very much because you don't really like escalators. Certainly not the deep ones.
They do give me vertigo. I mean, it is a bit scary.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And this is the Vertigo station that we're getting on at. It's probably the deepest one in this system, certainly, and one of the deepest ones in the world. We're not just going to do that. I actually have to buy a couple of tokens. You get these cute little blue plastic tokens, similar to the Belarus pink plastic tokens that they use for the metro here. Each metro ride costs about 20 cents, the equivalent of 20 cents. So what we're going to do is buy a couple of tokens, go through the token machine with the soldier watching us.
Yes.
And then go down two sets of escalators and hopefully get on the right train.
All right. And we stopped off here. We're done. We had a bit to drink.
Yes.
At this cafe. Yeah, it was really nice. We didn't know much about this particular stop other than it's got the really long escalator.
It was a deep stop, yeah.
Yeah.
What we're going to do now is we're going to move on to, I think, Independence Square or someplace like that. We should point out it's the 20th anniversary of Ukraine's independence.
So this is a huge party night. There are people everywhere. There's bands in every cafe. I mean, it's just mobbed. Everybody's celebrating one way or another. You know, they're playing music, they're dancing.
Traditional folk dancing in some places?
We did. We stopped at a theme park stop across the river. The Danube River.
Okay, I don't know the name of it, but
yeah.
I was going to just call it
It starts with a D.
All right, I was just going to call it the Hudson. But
the Danube.
Fine.
Yeah. And that had, like, a bunch of people celebrating sort of at an old theme park, and they were kind of out in the park, a bunch of the sort of older generation. They were dancing. We had a lot of fun watching sort of a homegrown way to celebrate. So now we're going to head into a bit more of the commercial side of things, and it all starts with this journey on the rail system. So here
all
we
right.
go.
Yeah, we're starting to walk now, but you're about to collide into some people. So
yeah, you don't want to.
Sidewalks are very crowded here. Yeah, you know, I've been very happy with Kiev. It has a New York feel to it. You know, it's just busy all the time and cosmopolitan. You know.
Yeah, I actually really like that about it. It's a lot of new and a lot of the traditional. And people are very industrious, too, and you know, doing their thing. I mean, I was expecting a bit more poverty and other things. It's evident, but it's not so bad. I mean, people are real into the bootstraps here. They figure out ways to live, and it's kind of cool to see people getting along, and I don't know, it is very modern too. A lot of young people, a lot of families, a lot of new generations,
a lot of cars.
Yeah, cars. They have cars here.
Mm-hmm. So right now we're approaching the metro stop, which is the deepest one in this system. I'm going to buy two tokens. Not sure how much that transaction you'll get to actually hear, or how exciting it'll be. But then it's the two long escalator rides. I should point out, they move very fast.
Yeah, these escalators are a little bit faster than a normal escalator I'm used to. But they're all business. They're serious escalators. Yeah. They have to get you down and up, and they sure do.
What do you think of these doors that slam me in the face?
They're a lot heavier, and they spring a lot harder than the doors I'm used to. I don't know.
They don't hold them for you.
No, they don't hold them either.
Right in the face.
Yeah, she didn't hold that for you.
I held it for you, though.
Yeah, you're actually quite polite. There's a bit of a queue here, too.
All right, well, we'll talk on the queue, if that's
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
There's three ticket windows, only one is open, and about 15 people online.
So. Yeah, definitely.
Oops, and I just dropped money on it. It's really incredible because before we had lunch at the hotel we're staying at, which is, isn't it, people just sort of get in front of you online? I just went right in front of us, or in front of a lot of people, actually.
Yeah.
Really incredible. Try that, New York crowd. Try that.
Yeah, seriously.
We had lunch at the place we're staying at.
Yeah.
And we estimated it wasn't expensive.
No,
it wasn't that great either. But we estimated that we spent about 200 metro rides on that lunch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, we calculated it. It was 200 metro rides.
That's how cheap the metro is. It's about 20 cents.
Yeah. Now, in contrast, I think we did the calculation out. It was $40.
Man, I'm next. And, it really goes fast at this on this line. Hopefully you hear the sound of the tokens. Thank you. I said thank you in my language.
Thank you, yeah.
Go through the machine.
All right, yeah, I gotta...
Right here is the escalator.
Is there an echo in here?
Oh my god, you hear that?
Yeah, the acoustics are really funny.
Wow.
Echo.
Yeah, let's let people pass this. Like a million people passing this.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
Yep. Yeah, we're just, yeah. All right, so here we go.
Oh my god, this is so fast.
Oh,
wow.
It's
like getting on an amusement park, right?
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to step down a level. Now... You can almost not see the bottom. That's how fast or far this thing is going.
Yeah, and this is just the first tier, remember?
Yeah. How do you feel right now? Do you feel queasy, like, being on this thing?
Well, I've been on a couple of these. I feel better. The thing is, when you let go of the handrail and you're, that whole thing where you're gathering your balance, your inner ear, all of that stuff.
Right, right.
If you look and you don't pay attention, you can kind of lose it for
yes.
a second.
Yes.
So. But you I feel...
Be on one of those escalators where the handrail is moving at a different rate than the step.
I think that would be a big problem on this. I know what you mean, but
watch out, there's somebody coming up behind you.
Yep.
People do that going up too. They scurry right past.
Yeah.
I'd say we're about halfway down, maybe a little more.
Yeah. There's a bunch of 5-0 people.
Oh wow, soldiers.
Yeah. Soldiers.
Heading up the other side.
Yeah, they look pleasant.
There's a musician of some sort at the bottom of this level, but this is not the end.
Yeah, this is the midway point, and then we're going to get on the really long one.
Right, we're not even at the bottom of this one yet. Almost at the bottom. And getting off is kind of hard, too, because it's really fast.
Yeah, you got to be really careful. Here we go. Now, this is another one with the weird acoustics. It's a big dome, and if you stand in the center of it, it's really loud.
Wow. That is something else.
And,
hang on, I got a call. All right. We have to go down there now.
All right.
It's kind of scary. People move so fast here.
They do. They move really fast, and they kind of brush you out of the way. I'm ready to go, though.
Yeah. Well, let's go, then.
Okay.
We'll show the chance. Okay, we have to hop on. It's moving very fast. Okay, I'm on. You make it okay?
Yeah. Oh, God.
What do you see, Kyle?
Yeah, well, there's a bend in the arm rail, and it indicates the incline.
Let's just roll a ball down here or something and just watch it go.
It's just everything is so tiny down there. I don't know how to describe it.
People look like little ants.
It's a big tube at like a 45-degree angle. I mean, it's maybe less. I mean, it's not that... I mean, it's steep, but...
Well, I was going to say before, you know what I hate? It's when, I don't know if it happened to you, but you're on an escalator, you're behind somebody, and the person gets to the end of the escalator, and they stop to collect themselves or whatever. Completely oblivious to the fact that there's an escalator of people behind them, and they are going to plow right into them because there's no place else to go.
Dominoes, and the ground is literally being taken up out from under them.
I find it incredible that there are people with so little consideration for those around them that... You know, they would do something like that. The same people that don't hold doors, same people that, stop short on the sidewalk. And also, we've been stopping short on the sidewalk. We've been doing that as a defensive measure because of all the close walkers behind us. We thought Denmark and Sweden had close walkers, but boy, this place is something else. People just tailgate you. And I think it happened more in Belarus, and they had very wide sidewalks there, so I don't know why they even had to do it. But it's annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, people have a different manner about them when they're personal space and stuff like that. It's just, I don't know. It'd be interesting to get a translation of as to what that's all about, you know.
I'm thinking now, as we are within sight of the bottom of this escalator, how deep we are underground, and that's kind of bugging me. We're like coal miners now. I mean, we're pretty damn far below ground.
Yeah.
That's... Wow, that's far down. I mean, it's further down than any stop in New York, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's true here, but wasn't Russia doing this to prevent thermonuclear attack or to counter that? And it was like a
safe place. I don't think it would prevent it, but...
No, not prevent it, I'm sorry, I misspoke, but just, you know...
It'd be nice if it was that simple.
Yeah, right, that's all you gotta do, is go underground and...
We're at the bottom, we're gonna stop.
That's so rude. Why would you even joke about that?
I don't know. Wait, sometimes. Okay, so do you know which way we're going? Because all these signs are in Cyrillic.
I think we're going that way.
Well, yeah, because that's where we came from. Remember that one with the upside down V? Okay, here's it.
Oh, yeah. Right, but do we know where we're getting off?
No, not a day.
Oh, man. Boy, we really didn't prepare for this.
Train's here. Let's plow on. So there's a map over there, and through that we should
and
it's also in Roman-like letters, so that we should be able to figure it out.
I think it's the one with the...
I see the stop where we started from.
Not Polytechnic Institute.
No, that's beyond where we've been staying.
Not university. Wait, so are we going the wrong way?
Yeah, I think so.
Now I'm confused.
I think we might be going just one or two stops. I do remember the one we got on had more than one connection.
Is it the Kresnitech with the K?
That's the next one.
Okay, I think that's... That might be the one we need to get.
Alright, so we'll get off the next one.
Okay.
And even if it's the wrong one, it won't be that far.
Right.
Where it is that we have to get off.
Right.
Same kind of cars.
Yeah.
In Kiev, in Minsk, in Moscow. I'm not sure about St. Petersburg, but no electronic signs or anything like that, just basic subway cars.
It's pretty uncomfortable.
every time we're confused and have to decipher it. Seems like we have to relearn it. And we never quite get it. We won't have to buy another token, right?
No, well, unless we leave.
Right, well, we're not going to leave.
It's funny how we get worried about that when the tokens cost 20 cents.
Yeah, it's only 20 cents.
We still don't want to have to buy another token.
Well, come on, you know, it's efficiency.
And you really got to elbow your way out of it.
Yeah, look at this.
All right, Godspeed, every man for himself.
Here we go. Wow, okay. Busy. I mean, I think this is the central station, or the one near Independence Square. Yeah. Oh my God.
We've got two escalators going down really fast, one going up.
Yeah, one going up, two coming down. Oh, here we go.
And this is a tall one too. Look how high this is.
Oh wow, yeah.
People are rushing past. Hurry to get up. It's not going fast enough already.
I don't think all 48 million of the Ukraine population is in town, but it's certainly busy.
No. Those who aren't here are probably in the East Village.
True. Yeah, that'd be interesting, though. It's, right, I don't know, about late evening? Late?
Yeah, it's about 9:30, I think.
9:30, yeah. I mean, it feels like, right around the time when a lot of people are going to be here. Everybody, why would everybody be leaving, too?
Well, they're leaving and arriving.
Oh, my God, there's like six people. They're just sitting on the escalator. I don't know if I'm brave enough to do that. I mean, I get the sentiment, but...
Yeah, sitting on the escalator, it's no different than standing on the escalator. It's just that you're sitting.
True. Then you have to, like, stand behind someone's rear.
If you think about, well, yeah, I guess it's that. People dropping coins all the way down.
Yeah,
that's what
funny.
I wanted to do.
That's funny.
It's not funny when it hits you in the face, Carl.
Man.
I don't think it's funny at all.
In Germany, it would be fireworks, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Nice and drunk. Well, a good change pile, maybe.
When you think about how an escalator works, it's kind of scary. You know, it's like just kind of wound up on this coil thing, or it's you don't want it to fall off its track, let's put it that way.
Oh, right, because all the stairs will start eating your legs?
It's like a meat grinder, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of meat here because it's a huge escalator. It goes on for a long, long way.
You're saying it's doing a lot of work.
It's doing a lot of work, but you'd have to do a lot of work to escape if it fell off its track.
I would grab onto the handrail and throw my legs up.
Everyone has a plan.
Yeah.
But whether or not that plan actually works.
I think we're at the top.
Yeah, we're at the top of this one. Is there another one? Oh, maybe not. Maybe
no, this is it.
Okay, good. Don't stop, please. Okay, we made it. Oh, look at the crowd getting in here.
Wow, they're all leaving. Why?
I don't know. They're probably just someone leaked word that we were arriving.
Yeah. Wow, look at the queue.
The line just goes out.
That's going to be crazy, and we don't have more tokens.
Oh, no.
Oh, right, man.
But
okay.
Well, we're not going to go right back.
No, hopefully it'll die down.
It's a zoo here, man.
Well, we're right outside of McDonald's. What do you expect?
Yeah. Whoa. You can say that in Belarus, but Ukrainians know better. These people are here because of independence.
Okay, look at the line at McDonald's and tell me they know better.
I'm not convinced that's a line for McDonald's. That is a McDonald's. I feel drunk just dodging these people.
Yeah, really.
Good God. Hey, E, do you want to head up to the Independence Square, or do you want to go see the tent city?
I think I can hear the tent.
Remember, we still got the political stuff going.
Yeah. Whatever's closest. Are we closer to Independence Square or what?
I think Independence Square is up here, yeah. Okay. And I can hear it.
Yeah, I hear something. I suggest walking in the street.
Yeah, let's get down there. This is a zoo, man. Okay, so this looks like they're taking apart a stage from earlier. They've got lights. All the lights are lit up across the street.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, so the street has got this whole row of lights lit up. The street's obviously closed. There's no traffic. There's people sitting on the sides, people moving every different direction, kids and vendors, dogs. Yeah, there's dogs.
Low cat turnout for this event. We did see kittens yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, balloons. Look at this. This is all vendors to set up, sell little trinkets and stuff. You want to get out on the street? I mean, it's close.
Yeah, walk right out onto the street.
Yeah. It's funny that that's less crazy than the other things. Wow. That's kind of nice.
In the street on Kiev.
Yeah. Here we are. On the street. So yeah, there's LED banner lights, you know, with the crest and the seal and the flag colors, which are blue and gold, by the way.
Yes.
Ukrainian's colors. Flag is blue and gold.
I hear explosions, and I assume that fireworks coming from somewhere. I don't see them. That sound is.
I don't know. Maybe it's bass or something. I don't see any light. Usually with fireworks, you see light.
It could be video of fireworks. We're hearing the audio.
Yeah, maybe that's possible. It's kind of nice. This is great. I mean, people are just sort of walking in,
well,
checking it out, and
because all those people just left and are on the metro now, trying to get out of here, so there's more space for us. Oh, there we go.
Oh, it's pyrotechnics on the stage.
Yeah. Fireworks just launched from the stage.
Yeah. I have a feeling this is going to be loud.
I have a feeling it already is.
Yeah. I like it. I mean, this is the equivalent of what? Like 4th of July or something?
4th of July, Christmas, and New Year's all rolled into one.
All one big celebration.
And held on Election Day.
There's a band performing.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. Are we so optimistic as to think we're going to get any closer than this?
Well, I wouldn't consider that a good thing to get closer, because then you'd just be hemmed in with a big mob. And
yeah.
It wouldn't necessarily be any more enjoyable.
Yeah.
I'm happy right here seeing a bit of a crowd and then moving on to something else.
Yeah, absolutely. How many have you ever been around this many people? There's a lot of people.
Yeah,
here.
I have actually. I've been to New Year's and
right.
Times Square. And all kinds of...
So you're saying that's nothing compared to this.
Mob
and I
events,
agree.
Riots, things like that. But
yeah.
No, it's good to see this as well. And certainly a celebratory atmosphere. And the thing that gets me is that we wound up here completely by accident. Decided to go to Ukraine. Didn't know it was the anniversary of their independence. Certainly didn't know it was the 20th anniversary. And here we are.
Perfect timing as usual, and here we are. Yeah, we never cease to be in the right place at the right time. I wonder what the protesters are doing. I mean, they're down the street.
Yeah, and they're being completely drowned out by this now. And
I don't think there's much of those speeches going right now.
Well, they made a lot of noise, and don't discount the possibility of speeches at any time of the day.
Actually, that's a good point.
I believe that means 20 years. I saw 20 and some letters.
Oh, yeah. That seems logical, yeah. Of course that's what it means. What else would they put 20 on the screen for?
I don't know. Maybe it's the time. Although, no, it's actually about 10 o'clock now.
Any of our listeners would have seen that and said, of course, that's 20 years.
Not over our station, yeah. They wouldn't have seen it.
Oh. Right. Well, I still think you're underestimating them.
So they just ska in Ukraine.
Apparently, yeah.
Waving little Ukrainian flags as they walk by.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say to them.
I just smile.
Yeah, you just smile. I guess that's...
You know, there's smiles have so much power. You know, that was the situation when we were at that other stop with the folk dancers. I just smiled, and people were jubilant. They're happy. It's Independence Day. They were into it. And you know, bob your hat a little to the beat. Yeah, people know you're into the party, and that's all it is. It's a big party. It's a celebration. You know, they're cooking all kinds of things and sharing and looking for all the right reasons to be happy. I mean, I'm happy about American independence. I don't know. 4th of July was sort of a smaller celebration for me, but...
Well, we're used to it. You know, we've done it so many times.
Right. I guess it's a lot to compare to. I mean, this is 20 years, and the U.S. has been founded for how many years? 200-something-ish?
Yeah, like 200 and change.
Yeah. Did you look down the street? Oh, my gosh. She almost got knocked over by a little girl.
Well, I wasn't going to move. She was barreling right into me. What am I supposed to do? I'm not moving.
Well, give her a couple years, man.
Yeah. What's down the street?
Down the street, you see all the lights. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's really, really cool. A lot of fun. I'm proud I'm here, you know? There's so much to explore. I want to come back. Knowing that my family and a little bit of my roots are from here, I'm kind of happy.
We've done this quite a bit, actually. Denmark.
Yeah.
And then we went to Germany.
Yeah.
And then we went to Poland.
Poland, yeah.
And now we're in Ukraine, all places where your family has come from.
That's right. The only one we're missing is Ireland.
Yes.
I came for the speech. I didn't come for the ska, so I'm sort of waiting for the pontificating and, me. English? Huh? English? Yeah.
Yeah. Salut, 10.
Sorry?
Salut. I don't know. American.
Yep, one.
Excuse me.
No problem.
Yeah,
no
happy
problem.
Independence Day.
Whenever you say American, that's a good way to get out of anything.
Yeah, really. And
this is their hit.
Yeah. Woo! Nit is it's also a good one. It's Russian, I think. I don't know what no is in Ukrainian, but I've said nit a lot, and it seems to make people angry, and they walk away.
Yeah, you're the person of no in this town.
Yeah, I say no to everyone. Unabashedly, I might add. Oh my goodness. Are we missing something? Everybody's looking up and pointing.
Maybe like jet fighters are going to come barreling down on us.
Is it down the street, or what is the... No, I don't know what we're looking for.
Maybe they're freeing Yulia.
Is that kid up on a wall? Like, is he just climbing on the side of the building? Over there, look. I think this is like the post office, right? That child is like up on the building, just sitting there.
Oh, sitting there. I thought you said climbing.
Well, he's climbing and...
He's sitting, he's not climbing. Okay. There's a window there. It could just go in and out, I guess. Or be lifted up. Well, there's people over there too. See?
Yeah, oh my gosh, you're right. There's more people just standing on the side of the building. Yeah. Okay. And it's like a 6-foot ledge they just climb up.
Yeah, it's nothing. Yeah. The escalator's like the kind we were on. This is nothing.
That would be suspicious in this state.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
There's something approaching in the sky.
Lanterns?
They look like lanterns, but they could be...
Oh.
They're not shooting at us, so those are fireworks. But I don't know if those are lanterns or jets or...
Those look like lanterns. People are big into those these days.
They're heading right towards us. Yeah, you know, we don't do that in the States. We don't, like, set lanterns ablaze and have them go aloft in the sky.
Do you remember that at the camp?
Yeah, and it landed in Poland. It started in Germany and somehow went made it all the way to Poland. Maybe that was
that's a lie.
Well, that was
a different project. The weather balloon they sent up.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
That was different. Totally different. The lanterns just went up and burned out.
Okay.
The weather balloon landed in Poland and they retrieved it. Wow, there's all these people on stage dancing and they have big flags. There's some sort of choreography going on. I'd have to say they're pretty happy to be independent. I mean, all the signs point to some happiness.
Absolutely.
The politics and everything aside, this is a good thing.
It's funny because Belarus has been independent for about the same amount of time, but I don't think they have celebrations like this.
No. I think I'm going to take a picture.
Okay, now you will hold the recorder.
Yeah, can you hold the audience?
Holding the audience. Captive. How's that picture coming?
Give me a minute. Wow, that was another explosion. I don't see anything. They're big into that.
I think they're into the audio of the explosion more than the video. Which is good for us, being radio. There's the sound of Kyle clicking his shutter.
I'm not done yet. One more. I don't see them. I hear...
Yeah, you act like you've never seen invisible fireworks before.
Yeah, I don't understand the invisible fireworks. They're playing clips of Olympic stuff, though. And let me tell you, the Ukrainians are serious with the Olympics and sport in general. So, must be some kind of presentation highlighting all the achievements and... Oh, she's back.
I think she's the MC.
Pretty impressive. They have, like, this whole video screen set up and stuff. It's everywhere.
And the crowd likes it.
Well, this is the jam. Don't you recognize it?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot. They mix in sort of newer stuff with traditional stuff. And the traditional stuff everybody knows. I wish I knew it myself. But we were seeing that earlier. We were walking around and there's, like, you know, ladies just sitting, singing folk songs. with a group of other, you know, 10 people, and they're all singing together. It's cool. It's cool to see. Keep that heritage alive. Pretty substantial production, though. When we were sitting yesterday, we saw a little bit of the preparation. They're testing some of the screens. The screens go all the way across the bottom of the stage. They've integrated them into this obelisk in the center of the square, and they are tapered as they go back. So if you're looking straight on, the entire obelisk and everything to the left, all the way down to the stage, it's all moving. It's all video. Really impressive. And the sound system, of course, as well as some of the stuff they did with the streets, hanging lights, and you know, all the buildings, a lot of the advertisements are lit up, and you know, this larger government building is really beautiful. I just photographed that. It's got these white columns, and it's lit up amber, and then there's white light